If your morning starts with snap, crackle, pop, and it's not your cereal, call Joint Relief Institute for fast-lasting joint pain relief. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000.
You know, the top story that everyone obviously has been talking about and I've been watching and listening to all day is the devastating six-part attack that took place in Paris on Friday and left 129 people dead, including a U.S. college student, and more than 300 injured in a rash of violence that shook the city. Of the 352 injured, 99 people remain in critical condition. You know, it's a pretty horrifying situation. The attackers wore identical suicide vests as they fanned out across the city, targeting the National Soccer Stadium, concert hall, bars, restaurants. And I was watching and listening to some of this and the coverage today. And my kids, you know, are overhearing what I'm watching or what I'm listening to. And they asked some pretty clear questions that I asked myself as well. If it could happen in a place like France and Paris, pretty normal, you know, environment on a Friday evening, people going out, people having dinner with their wives or girlfriends or their partners, whatever it might be. Could it happen here? Could it happen in New York? Could it happen in Chicago, Boston, L.A., Houston, anywhere? And that answer, I think, is pretty simple. I think the answer is yes, of course it could happen here. And, you know, I didn't quite get into the details with my 10-year-old. I think it was a little bit too much to handle and think about, and I don't want to put the fear inside of her. But my 14-year-old, my freshman in high school, yeah, we had the conversation today that, of course, it could happen anywhere. And my daughter went to the circus tonight, and she went to the Allstate Arena. And I think to myself, okay, here's a perfect spot right by the airport where there's tens of thousands of people that could possibly happen. And, you know, you don't want to stop living your life. You don't want to stop, you know, kind of just being true to yourself and doing other things. But you never know when this could happen. And, you know, there needs to be, as far as I'm concerned, a stronger U.S. response. The New York Times had stated when the Islamic State stormed on the scene in Syria and Iraq, it seemed focused on seizing territory in its own neighborhood. But in the last 2 weeks, the so-called soldiers of ISIS appear to have demonstrated a chilling reach with terrorist attacks against Russia, in Lebanon, and now in France. And for President Obama and American allies, the attacks are almost certain to force a reassessment of the threat and will prompt a more aggressive strategy against the Islamic State. Now, I'm clear, in my opinion, that we haven't done enough, you know, and I have friends in the military. I have a friend that died in Iraq about 9.5 years ago. And, you know, you got to kind of defend, obviously, the freedoms that we have. And love or hate Donald Trump, who said this late last week. He said we need to bomb the SHIT out of ISIS. And I will say I agree with him on that 1,000% because the chance of this type of terrorism happening in America is absolutely a reality. And we can't do it alone. I don't, you know, we need allies across Europe, across really internationally to step in and help. But we've got to be part of that solution, and I think we have been pretty weak. Now, although one of the two officials in Washington are counseling caution, there's now overwhelming consensus that Jihad John, who's kind of been the face of ISIS, was killed in a drone strike along with a sympathizer, possibly his driver's or car hurled through a Syrian town. But we're still not sure that that's the case. But that is one guy, okay? And we know that ISIS is made up of almost 250,000 people. One of the people that were identified as a terrorist that was part of this bombing in Paris is somebody that lives in France that's been there for the last 3 or 4 years, living among society, having a normal job. He's a thief. He's a criminal. He's been arrested like 8 times. But these people live among us. Now, this isn't just a group that walks across, you know, certain parts of the of society. They're living among us. And so what we need to do is we need to take some action. Now, you know, President Obama's at the G20 summit in Turkey. This is going to be a huge topic of conversation. we have committed to airstrikes, which I don't think is enough, and we need some boots on the ground there to make a difference. Now, there has been several developments over the past 12 hours, and joining us live this morning from Paris is ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, just as we saw, I think back to January, where, you know, the investigation starts to spread out, and just as we had back then, a trail has gone up to Brussels. So at least three arrests there. A car, reportedly, that was in Paris during the attacks has been impounded there as well. So we're seeing any of the leads go there. This was actually a day ago, but an individual being questioned in Germany. A couple days ago, back of his car was found a weapons cache. Now, they don't know if it's related to this or not, but again, that might be another lead. We had a big major hotel last night by the Eiffel Tower, and armed paramilitaries here, SWAT teams, went around it, surrounded it, evacuated. False lead. They said it was a false alarm. But it just shows you that, you know, this town, as you can well imagine, is on edge.
Absolutely. Now, what have you heard about? Now, obviously, ISIS claimed responsibility yesterday, and we kind of knew that was happening, but it was official yesterday. What have you heard about Syrian passports being used by some of the attackers to get into the country?
Yeah, that's an interesting thread. Now, at least one. Some outlets are saying maybe two individuals may have passed through Greece and then up the European corridor, the migration column that we've been reporting on now for weeks and weeks. It could be that that's how one or more infiltrated. And finally, their last destination was France. It could have been, and remember this, it could have been a forged passport. It could have been a stolen passport. Right. But Greek authorities certainly are passing on. See, this is a problem. They were meticulous enough to get details, fingerprints, etc. So they're sending that stuff up here to Paris now for comparison. It'll show if the person that, you know, walked through and got into Greece on the 3rd of October is the same man who had an explosive belt around him Friday night here.
Now, you mentioned one of the suicide bombers in Friday's attacks has been identified as Ismail Omar Mostafi. Now, this is somebody that has been living in France for the last 3 or 4 years. He's a criminal. You know, but mm-hmm. This is just proof that, you know, those members, those militants of ISIS, they live among us.
They do. And again, well, yeah, this individual had been not tracked, but on a known list, let's put it that way, by the authorities here. So it shows you that, yes, they can be aware of certain people, but not unless you have unlimited resources, you can't follow everybody you want to 24/7.
Sure.
So, you know, there's a practical aspect that kicks into the equation here as well. And that's the way it is when you live in a free and open society.
Now, victims are starting to be identified. The U.S. victim was Noemi Gonzalez. She's from California, junior, studying in Paris for a semester while enrolled in California State University. But, you know, these names are just starting to be released.
Exactly, and slowly but surely we'll get more names. One is a Brit, 36-year-old tour manager for this band that was playing at the Bataclan on Friday night. Harrowing stories coming out, tributes. It's just so sad, but we're into 3 days of national mourning here. People still are on the streets. People are kind of in a reflective mood, let's put it that way.
Yeah, I bet. Now, I would say at this point, the sophistication and coordination of these attacks that happened, because it was very coordinated the way this happened, mm-hmm. that we would conclude at this point that ISIS is well over eclipsing Al-Qaeda as most significant global terrorist threat right now.
Certainly looks that way. I mean, you imagine if you are, you know, you're now in charge of the police of Paris, and if it's one incident, that's bad, okay? But you can focus all of your resources. We've got, in essence, 6 different locations. It is difficult, and you get cross information, wrong information. Yes, this is very complicated. This would not have been something that was dreamt up on Thursday night and orchestrated on Friday. It took many, many months of planning, of reconnaissance work. All of them are said to have had identical explosive belts. They worked. So they knew what they were doing on that score. This was well put together and funded. And you have to say, too, where do they get their Kalashnikovs from? A number of routes into the country are possible. One is this link that may develop in Brussels. But, of course, you've got ports, et cetera, that this stuff could come in on as well.
Now, obviously, condolences are coming in throughout Europe and across the world. In so many words, Pope Francis said Saturday that the attacks could signal the beginnings of a third world war. And I know President Obama met Saturday with his National Security Council before departing for Turkey for the G20 summit to discuss the latest intelligence regarding the attacks in Paris and that additional pressure is on for President Obama to take additional action against ISIS. And the U.S. is as much as a threat as Paris, you know, and it could happen here as well, New York, Chicago, anywhere. And at this point, you know, we've really got to look into taking some additional action.
Well, yeah, and I think more so it has to, you have to focus on Syria. And for the longest time, you know, we heard the same kinds of things in London. Well, this is a generational struggle. Well, in essence, the different part of the equation is when Russia jumped in and said, no, we're going to get in and take care of business. Does that mean now that others are going to be upping their interaction in Syria? France in September disclosed that it would start bombing in Syria as well as Iraq, which they had been doing. And that may very, very well intensify. You had Hollande speaking Saturday morning here saying that, look, we will exact, he didn't say revenge, but we will exact our response, be it here or anywhere. So it's a very, very strong line here. And I think that signals that, the coalition against ISIS in Syria is going to be stepping up their game.
Well, I know we'll be touching base with you throughout the day, Tom. Tom Rivers with ABC News. Be safe, Tom, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.